Hello all sentient beings and welcome to the Transmissions Podcast, where we talk all Hasbro, Takara, and third party Transformers! On this episode of Transmissions, we see more images of Studio Cell's Unicron. Flame Toys shows off a beautiful IDW Megatron, and we find out how COVID-19 is going to affect Hasbro. Today is Wednesday, March 18th, 2020, and this is episode 373 of Transmissions.
Welcome to Transmissions, the podcast that always washes its hands before and after going to the bathroom. I'm your host Charles, aka Big C, and I'm joined by the excellent Transmissions team. Yusuf, better known as Yoshi.
Yo!
Jeremy, aka Yakko.
Hey. How's it going?
It's good. How are you doing?
Great.
And Daryl, the Cybertronian Beast.
How are you going? Let's talk Transformers.
How you going?
Swear to God, this is the most disappointing part of any show.
Okay.
I've said it before. Move along.
It's still weird.
You're weird.
Canadians, is that a phrase up north?
You're weird.
Or is that just Daryl?
You're weird.
All right. Anyway, we've got a special guest this week. He was coming on to promote some merch he was selling at TFCon. Sadly, TFCon is not happening anymore, but we still want him on here because he's a big friend of the show, a big supporter. Welcome, Jimmers of Distortion Productions.
Gentlemen, it's always a pleasure to be on. It's good to be back.
I have such a crush on you.
What's that?
I have such a crush on you.
All right.
Thank you. That's the response, right? That's the proper response.
That's the proper response to lead me on until next year.
Well, you know, we'll have plenty of time, I hope.
Oh my God.
I hope.
So, Jimmers, how you doing?
Doing okay in light of, you know, everything else that's going on in the world. But it is a bummer because I was looking forward to seeing Yoshi down in Orlando and you know, a couple of the other guys that normally frequent these events. But, you know, it's kind of hard to believe the elephant in the room situation that's going on. But all in all, you know, I feel like it could be a lot worse. So I'm doing okay, and I hope you guys are as well.
Yeah, I mean, it's we hope this is. I mean, it seems like these are pretty extreme times, but hopefully, all you know, the old saying is an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. So,
yeah,
I don't know. We've got a lot of prevention going on. So hopefully, this means we you know things don't get you know as bad as they could get. You know, we're seeing in places like China and Italy. So,
yeah, yeah.
You know, we'll see. But yeah, I mean, so Jimbers, you were, I mean, we've had you on the show lots of times before. We've talked a lot about Respect the Prime. You've got the vinyl edition that you put out last year and you were continuing to sell it, online at Distortion Productions and, at TFCon last year, and you were going to sell it, next week, you know, or this week at TFCon. Tell everyone what Respect the Prime. Remind everyone what Respect the Prime is, and you know what it's what you're selling.
Well, Respect the Prime is the Transformers 1986 the movie soundtrack, completely redone and reworked from bands from all over the world for cancer research. Last year we put it out on vinyl. Previously it had been a CD with 19 tracks. If you got the convention edition with the Nick Roche art. That had 19 tracks on it. The vinyl, because of the playtime of vinyl, you get 22 minutes a side, so we could only fit 12 of the tracks on there. But it is essentially like the whole soundtrack and a couple of the score tracks from Vince DiCola, covered by bands from everywhere, of the electronic, industrial, sort of harder, darker music kind of vibe. And Orlando was actually going to be the first time I ever vended down there. I really hope they consider having it there in the fall, like as sort of a reschedule, because that would have been a completely new crowd of people to sort of pitch to. Not that I don't love, you know, Chicago and DC and Toronto, the ones, you know, the cities that it usually takes place in. Like, everyone is just wonderful then, and the compilation itself, the Respect the Prime, usually gets very well received in all of those cities. So I was looking forward to, you know, meeting a lot of new people. But I mean, hey, you know, things happen that are beyond anyone's control, and I'm just I hope everyone makes it out of this okay. And you know, but as far as the record goes, yeah, we have we still have about 100 of each color. We did a purple for Decepticons and a red for Autobots vinyl. So that all of that is still available at distortionprod.com. For anyone who was looking to pick one up, you can always mail order, and I usually get orders out the next day. So it's a great purchase. It's a great album. Still our best-selling record of all time for a whole label catalog. So, yeah. Thanks for having me on, guys. I really appreciate it.
No problem.
Yeah, we're always happy to have you on. And yeah. And
see you later.
Oh, I
all
miss,
right, let's go into the rest of the show.
I miss that.
The Canadian is the meanest one.
I miss that giddy Canadian. Hopefully I'll get to see you this summer. I think you still have a comic for me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do. Yeah, I got a metal covered comic for you.
Yes.
Yeah, it's going up in value while it sits here. It's, I mean, I'll hold on to it for longer if you need me to. It's just
All right. Well, let's get into the show. We always like to thank our Donatrons, of which Jimmers is one. You know, thank you guys for continuing to support the show. If you are not already a Donatrion, you can become one at transmissionspodcast.com/support. But for all of our Donatrions who are already supporting the show, Jeremy, you've got something coming very soon, right?
I do. And if you watch Trips to the Store this week, you will get to see what everyone that is at the $5 level as of the beginning of this month will be getting something special in the mail. Part of it's kind of to make up for the fact that we have been lax in sending things out. But we've got some awesome holographic stickers from Sticker Mule with our Tape Man design, Bad Guy logo that Daryl came up with and K-Girl made look good. And then a new logo that I came up with based off of the early 2000s Transformers logo, like the original RID or Armada. And got stickers for those and then a coaster. Those, by the time this episode airs, they will be in the hands of the post office, assuming they don't close the post office.
Well, let's hope so.
This just in, they closed the post office.
Oh, man. Well, it is Sunday right now, Daryl. It's usually closed.
Oh, that's true. They may not have closed the post office.
Jeremy, you're going to be sure to lick every item you send off before you put it in the mail,
right?
I am going
to use a damp paper towel. I will. Trust me, there will be no contamination. Not that I'm sure.
All right. So all our Donatrons, hope you look forward to that. Also, want to remind you that Empire of Rust, episode 19, How Low Does the Metal Boat Go?, just was released this Monday, March 16th. March 16th. It should already be in your podcast feed. If you haven't gotten it or you're not listening to Empire of Rust, you can go to transmissionspodcast.com/rust and you can check that out. Another little Donatrion bonus we have this week is a special side story from Empire of Rust, and that's going in the Donatrion-only feed. So if you're not a Donatrion, you won't get to listen to this. It's exclusive to Donatrions, and it features myself and Jeremy as new characters in the world of Empire of Rust. So this is a little story. It's not connected to the main story, so we don't interact with any of the main characters. But we have our own little adventure, and it does feature one of the players from Empire of Rust, Adam Echu. But he is not playing his regular character, Sweet Spot. He's playing a new character, Professor Sprocket. So he's got a completely different voice, and it was a fun little adventure. So it's going to be a three-part story, and the first part is going up this week, and the next two parts will go up in the following 2 weeks. So I hope you enjoy that.
It was a lot of fun. My second time playing an RPG.
As another reason to become a Transmissions Donatrion. All right, so let's talk about some toy news.
All right, and first up this week, it was a bit of a slow week, so I'm just going to keep the ball rolling with what I was talking about last week, and that is O1 Studios' Cell figure. And a whole bunch of new pictures popped up this week, and I have linked the picture set from Dime Chalk's page. And these are really nice pictures. It's very reminiscent of the old glamour shots style, very kind of fuzzy. They're very pretty pictures, making it look really nice. And yeah, you get a lot of pictures here of how the figure looks, both sides, front and back. And yeah, it's a couple more of him in his alt mode as well. I'm really enjoying the planet with arms. That's kind of fun. So, they're really doing a good job of kind of, you know, making fun of the fact that this is a character that's not Unicron because it has no head, but it's very clearly Unicron. So yeah, there is another site that I did come across this week, that is taking pre-orders. That was, TF Direct. And, you can go there and pre-order it if you want. It's a little bit more expensive than, Show's Ed store. They have, I think Show's Ed store was only, $3 or something like that for the pre-order. TF Direct is, what is it? $20 or something like that was the pre-order. So either way, it's a place to pre-order the figure if you're interested. It's pretty cool. Jimmers, what are your thoughts on this guy? I think this is maybe the first time we've had a chance to ask you about it. This is the formerly Zeta Toys. What are they calling him? Starcore, and they have now since renamed him Cell from Zero or O1 Studios, and he's headless.
Yeah, I don't understand what's going on here. what is this supposed to be? A Unicron without a head that's... I mean, he's got sort of a head there. I mean, he's got like a collar.
He comes with a head.
Yeah, he does. He comes with the head. It's just the pictures they're showing don't include the head because the inclusion of the head constitutes a trademark infraction. So they are basically throwing a little bit of a joke at the litigation that happened prior to and saying, hey, look, we got this figure here that's definitely not Unicron because it has no head. And that's the kind of joke here.
They were trying to put this out while the HasCon.
Yes.
Oh, okay. So,
crowdfunding was going
on. So this
on.
Is essentially a third party Unicron.
Yes.
But they're not including the head is included, you're saying?
It is, yeah. All the stuff to make him look like Unicron is included, yeah.
Okay. I mean it looks pretty good. What's the price point? Is it gonna be like around the ballpark of what the HasLab one was?
No, it's about half, actually. From what we can tell from last week's discussion, it's about $300.
Okay, and how about size on this thing? I mean by the
pictures, I believe we said 17 inches.
Okay. I mean, I was one of the nut jobs that bought into the HasLab Unicron.
Damn.
I have about $100 of him to pay off still. Okay. So he's almost paid off, but I did buy into that. So I couldn't think of anything. I couldn't commit to anything else other than that. So this, you know, I'm happy. I'll just stick with mine. I mean, but this looks like a good alternative to that, if it's going to be like less, is there anywhere to like find pictures of the head?
Oh yeah. There's existing pictures from when it was the Zeta Toys figure are out there, and you can definitely see those on online there.
The Show's East store,
yes,
had uh, if if you can.
I don't have it up right now, but we can definitely pull it up.
It's in the show notes for last week.
So yeah, we can definitely bring those up again. But it's got all the pictures of when it was the Zeta Toys prototype.
I mean, it is. It's cool. I think it's well done. It's a great looking sculpt. And, you know, I guess it almost reminds me a little bit of like the old Marvel comics version of him.
Yeah.
You know, except without he doesn't have like the wings, you know, the like whatever you call those, like that he usually has. But I could see this like sort of fitting in like more of a G1 sort of or like the Marvel kind of style. But it's cool. I like it.
Yoshi, you weren't here with us last week when we discussed this. What are your thoughts on this one here?
I vaguely remember when this guy first popped up that I was all for him.
Mm-hmm.
But it seems now when I see the different options that they've had on his shoulders, like it's been such a huge turnoff to me.
I mean, the ones that they're showing here are these other mouths and stuff, and then the trumpets and whatever that they've got here. I mean, it's just right. The pictures of these are just the accessories that they're able to just kind of stick to them just because they can. But it's more of a goof for the pictures just to show them on here, right?
I see.
Because they're not showing him with the wings, and they're obviously not showing him with the head. But these other mouths and stuff kind of are accessory pieces for the planet mode. And then the trumpet bits are stuff to kind of, you know, show that, you know, they attach the mouth, but they also serve as a stand in planet mode. So they're showing those off as well. And I mean, these pictures are almost just a goof to, you know, to kind of say, hey, we've got this thing. It's existing, but it's not Unicron that we're making. It's something completely different. And I mean, I think it's kind of fun.
Well, the thing about this not Unicron that I find appealing is just looking at the chest and the legs, how faithful it is to Unicron. Mm-hmm. There's a lot I like about it and a lot that I just you clearly are filling me in because I haven't been paying attention that I now understand. But the price point of the HasLab one was ridiculous because I'm not a triple doctorate. But I'm interested in this. I really am. I want to see more pictures of it because I would like to have a Unicron on my shelves.
Yeah. I mean, there's no shortage of pictures out there right now. Jeremy said, he's attached the Show Zed store link from last week, and it's got all the prototype images from when it was Zeta Toys. And that's a lot of really cool pictures in there of what it will actually look like completed. I mean, there's a couple pictures in there that are digibashed, but what we're seeing right now is actually more of the final color scheme. So that's you know, the colors that you're going to want to put on it. But yeah, just to kind of transplant the head from the Zeta Toys prototypes to that.
Gotcha.
The arm speakers are a little weird with the things that look like speakers that are like attached to his arms.
Mm-hmm.
That's the stand.
Yeah, those are the pieces that come off. Yeah.
Okay.
Take a look at the in the chat there, the Donatrion's chat. There's a picture there for the link that Jeremy put in, and you'll see one of the prototype images there.
Okay.
Man, that is tempting. Now that I'm seeing all the pictures, that is super damn tempting.
Yeah, it's really quite cool. And I, you know, and we talked about it at the time, but I can totally see why Hasbro, you know, kibosh this, because it was just, you know, it was inflicting on their, you know, crowdfund at the time. But, you know, this thing it's going ahead right now, and there's no news as opposing to it. So it's going to be interesting to see if it goes ahead.
Oh, that does look fantastic. The wings are on here too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. That looks much better than Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure. For sure. Yeah. And I know you guys probably already talked about it though, but I'm all about the Toy Fair reveals that came out a week ago. So many characters that I've wanted for a long time are coming out. So just wanted to get my two cents in there.
Cool. Right on. And Charles and Jeremy, I know we talked about it last week, so I won't bug you about it, but I'll just hand it off to you, Jeremy. And
what? I wasn't here last week.
Yes. Oh, that's right.
Yeah. No, remember, it was just
you and me.
The A-teamed.
That's right. We did this on our own. Yeah, that's right. So I guess I'll ask you, Charles. You know, you want to talk about this? I know that you backed, you know, the HasLab one. So, I mean, I'm sure you're going to tear this to shreds and say it's a it's a piece of shit and you don't want it. But why don't you tell me?
I'm going to put money down on he bought this one, too.
Well, he needs one to stay in the box.
I did not buy this one, but the robot mode definitely looks great. I mean, the fact that they are able to hide all the spherical panels away in robot mode, I mean, that's something that the HasLab one couldn't do. But I will say that I do prefer the planet mode of the HasLab one to this one. I think the mouth on the planet looks better on the HasLab version than this
one. Sure.
But I definitely think the robot mode for this one is cleaner and more faithful mm-hmm. to the G1 86 movie.
So you're getting both, and you're going to display the Hasbro one and the planet.
No. The HasLab one, I still have to figure out where I'm going to put that thing. So that's enough.
Kids share one bedroom.
Well, what is he going to do with the other seven bedrooms?
You guys think I have a lot more money than I actually do.
Well, how big is your TV again?
I had a lot of Best Buy coupons.
Oh, sure. Yeah, yeah.
All right, move on. Jeremy, you got something to talk about, right?
I feel like, messing with you.
Yeah, this is a good, Charles Bash session. I can get in on this.
Okay, yeah. I'm going to be talking about some of the virus stuff. Mainly just Hasbro has closed all of their offices worldwide until at least April 1st. They say that as of the time that this was reported on March 14th, that no one had tested positive inside the company. This is just a precautionary measure. I believe that they have now said stuff about people whose jobs do allow for remote working are going to be doing that. And as someone that has been working remotely for 5 years, it's a big adjustment at first. So if you're waiting for Hasbro news and you don't get it for a few weeks, everyone's going to be stir crazy.
Anyway. Somebody still be there manning the customer service phone calls when I buy a figure from the store and it comes missing a gun?
Probably not.
It's unacceptable.
Yeah, I know. And then also related to this, 3-0 has announced because of the virus, there's going to be a delay in their shipping, particularly the Bumblebee movie Deluxe Nemesis Optimus Prime and the Bumblebee movie Bumblebee figure, which were both supposed to be out in the first quarter, are now both postponed to June 2020. You know, that sucks for the people that are getting this. I'm wondering if we would see these at TFCon Toronto, assuming things are better by then, because the 3-0 usually shows up at TFCon. That's all I have to talk about, and I imagine we don't really want to dwell on the pandemic any longer. So, Yoshi, what do you got?
Well, Jeremy, my friend, I have some more pictures of Earthrise Skylynx, a figure that if I see it on the store shelves, I will pick it up because it's gorgeous. It's also sporting a new, rocket base mode I've never seen before.
Yeah, they're really getting their money's worth out of these the ramps and everything, and I love that he can connect.
Yeah, this is I wasn't aware of this particular mode before today. Were you, Daryl?
Oh yeah, this was one of the modes they showed off at Toy Fair.
This just adds to the value of this particular figure. I there will be no hesitation at the $80 price tag at Target for me.
Why is Starscream photobombing the picture?
Because he can.
Because that's what Starscream do. I have no idea.
Yeah, I think you missed out. There was a brief period where I think it was Walmart had pre-orders for $30 or $35, something like that.
Yeah, they were on sale.
It's pretty. It's pretty looking. You going to get one to go with your Unicron, Charles?
Probably not. It is a great figure, but I'm shying away from the bigger figures these days with, gotta have that space for Unicron.
Just take one car out of the garage and there you go.
Yeah, I mean, you'll still have four in there.
But yeah, I mean, this Skylinks is really nice. So, you know, I feel like, you know, all these figures, they give you, you know, you just want them. They give you desire, but then I feel like when I get them, I play with them for a second, and then, you know, that's it. So,
well, we're adults now. I mean, we collect. Yeah. We don't play.
I mean, that's the thing. I feel like I shouldn't bother with collecting new stuff since you know, but I'm also not really into collecting the vintage stuff, so maybe I'm not a collector. Maybe I don't know. Yeah, clearly I am.
What is it you want from the brand, Charles?
I don't. Maybe I just want to live next to someone who has a big collection. They let me play with their stuff.
Charles, you want to come over and play with my toys? Charles, you can always come over and play with my toys.
Gross.
I appreciate that, Jimmers.
Does that mean you're adding this to your collection, Jimmers?
Yes, I absolutely did pre-order this guy. In fact, most of the things revealed at Toy Fair. I've been waiting for that Scorponok since I was 10 years old. That is the figure I've always wanted them to do, and we're finally getting him. And we're even getting the little guy that came with him as a separate deluxe figure. That Fast Track we're getting. I just, you know, Snapdragon, Double Dealer. Like, those are characters that I loved when I was a kid, so I'm glad we're finally getting them.
And you can kick all their asses with your Skylinks figure.
Well, no, they'll all gang up on him. Or they'll ride him to wherever, you know, they need to go. No, it's not a sex thing. It's
it's always a sex thing with you. Well,
that's true. That's true. It is. But yes, I will be getting one.
Jeremy's getting one.
I am. I pre-ordered it and I checked. It was like $49.99 was the pre-order that Walmart had. With like $30 off, I couldn't say no.
Damn, I got mine on Pulse for the regular ass retail. Lucky.
Just another reason Pulse screws the fans.
And Daryl, is there anything in the Earthrise line you're not getting?
The Micromasters.
Okay.
Yeah. But no.
He's already got all of
them. Most of them, yeah. But no, I'm looking forward to pretty much all of this stuff. It's all looking really good. But the Skylinks is looking awesome for sure.
All right. Well, that's it. Charles, why don't you close us out?
The Flame Toys Kuro Karakuri IDW Megatron. So this is a very cool design. This is Don Figueroa's Stealth Bomber Megatron design from the IDW 2009 ongoing. When we first saw this at Toy Fair, you know, it was kind of like, okay, it's Stealth Bomber Megatron, but he's got these weird wings that he didn't have in the comic. But now that we've got this full gallery, he's got a lot of stuff. Like, this is not, they really went whole hog on this guy. He's got a fusion cannon, but he's got two fusion cannons that you can put on both arms. They're both removable. He's got a sniper rifle. He's got a pistol that looks like the original gun Megatron. He's got a flail, a really spiky flail. He's got swords. He's super poseable. He's got a little weapon case to carry around all his weapons, like he's a, you know, like he's a sniper, an assassin. He does everything except transform.
Oh, but damn,
this figure is really cool looking. He's very poseable, very flexible, lots of accessories. He's got LED lights. This is a super cool figure. He's also $400, so if you really like IDW Megatron, Stealth Bomber Megatron, I mean, we do have a deluxe figure that came out a few years ago, you know, that came with the Spotlight Megatron comic. So that, you know, there is a toy of him that exists, but this is a super hyper detailed, lots of accessories. So this is for the uber IDW Stealth Bomber Megatron fan. So, Jimmers, are you that Uber IDW stealth bomber Megatron
fan? Dude, this is dope. I mean, I love it. It's fantastic. I would even drop the 400 on this guy if he did indeed transform. And since he doesn't, it's a big no. Because this design of Megatron is probably, other than the G1 version, this is probably my second favorite Megatron ever. I love this design. Who's at IDW was responsible for this?
Don Figueroa. Yeah,
fantastic. Like, I love it. I thought it was great. I kind of wish he stuck around in this body for longer.
Mm-hmm.
And I have the deluxe figure that Hasbro did a while ago. Did any other third party company do a figure of this guy?
Yes.
Not that I. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Daryl knows better.
I knew Daryl would know. Who else did this?
Yeah, I'm trying to think.
I seem to recall seeing one in one of the display cases at TFCon.
Yeah,
once, shit. But I don't ever remember it coming.
Generation
out.
Toy.
Generation.
Did it.
Okay.
Yeah.
And yeah, that was transformable.
Yeah. I'm just trying to remember its name now.
The only reason this one is not transformable is because it's officially licensed.
Oh, okay. Yes. Gotcha. See, like, seeing this almost makes me want to hunt down the Generation Toy one. I mean, this is just so fantastic, but because he doesn't transform, that's a big detractor for me.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It was $150. It was called Tyrant.
Okay.
And it's sold out everywhere now.
One of the reasons I didn't get into those little, they look like vintage Star Wars figures. Have you guys seen those little Transformers on card? I can't remember what company did that, but the reason I didn't get into those is because they're non-transformable. I mean, they look kind of neat, but this guy is just unbelievable looking. But I can't pull the trigger.
Yeah, I mean, it's also this design was kind of the reason I think Don Figueroa got out of doing Transformers, official Transformers artwork, because he had a kind of a little bit of a dispute with Hasbro because they kind of just used his design to make the toy. And, it was a licensed comic and everything. So basically everything you design for a licensed comic is owned by Hasbro since they're the licensor. But in the past, they had worked with Don Figueroa, the artist, to design their figures. And this time they kind of just, you know, didn't even contact him and give him a heads up that they were doing it. So they got, you know, that kind of Don Figueroa wasn't too happy with that. And I think that kind of soured the relationship, unfortunately. So.
And I would love to see Mastermind do a version of this guy and have him stand next to my Tarn that they did. Like, I think that pair would go great together. Just looks awesome.
Daryl, what do you think of this figure?
Oh, I agree with Jimmers that it's, would you say, dope?
That's
it's
what the dope. Kids say these days.
That's what the kids said 30 years ago when we were kids.
Yeah. It's really good looking. It's really heavily detailed. And I put the link in the show notes or the chat for the Generation Toy one. And I mean, it's a few years old now by comparison, but it doesn't hold a candle to this one here. Again, it does have to transform, but I mean, the detail on this guy is just next level. And I talked about it when we first got the pictures for this thing, but the deep knee bends that this thing is able to pull off to be able to do like the superhero landing and like the deep crouch. And, it's just like action figures don't pull off these poses.
Well, and it's not just that the toe
is bendable. Like, it's just like the tiniest little bit of toe there. It's, you know, it's. I'm really impressed with the articulation on this. It's just unbelievable. I do not have $400 to spend on a single figure that doesn't transform. But if I did, this one would be really close to the top there. It's really very good looking. I'm very impressed with this. And I love the design. I have the other one like Jimmers does. I did get the Repro Label sticker sheet to kind of give him the purple accents because he really didn't have any before then. But yeah. I don't completely understand the wing pack, but I think they probably had to give it a little bit of extra stuff to kind of, you know, make it worth the $400. But yeah, everything else here I love. I love it immensely.
Yoshi, I know you're probably not too familiar with this design for Megatron, but what do you think?
I'm not familiar with it at all. And the first thing I thought of is this character is a mind swap between Megatron and War Machine Punisher. It just that's with all the guns and all the accessories this thing comes with, like, you do not want to cross its path or cut him off or any other thing that could set the Punisher off.
And Jeremy, you got $400 to spare for this guy?
No, I don't. But if I did, I would consider it. This thing looks amazing. I think when I was talking with the rep, oh no, he was saying the Optimus Primal one he had played with, but this thing just, it looks so good. Hopefully they'll be at another show whenever the next convention is, and you know, people can see it in person. And I think if I had to describe it as when I was a kid, it would be radical.
Nice.
That's pretty dope, Jeremy.
Word.
It's fresh. All right. Let's all our toy topics. So we're going to move on to trips to the store. This is where we show off all the cool Transformers stuff we got this week. We do this as a video that you can see on YouTube, so you can see everything we got in beautiful high definition. But we also put the audio right here, and we will describe everything in loving detail, so you can listen as you're driving and check out that YouTube video later. So without further ado, trips to the store.
The Transmissions Podcast will return after these messages.
All right, let's show off some of the stuff we got this week. Yoshi, you're going to go first.
I have one thing to show. I think it's really important. It means a lot to me. You guys know I collect Transformers art. I love it. I love original stuff. I love prints. And since TFCon was not allowed to continue, I have a business card from one Josh Perez. A very awesome, shiny, dope-ass business card. Hey, Charles, there you are. I kind of want to use this as a reminder that comic book publishers don't really pay well. And these guys thrive on conventions. And it's worth noting that they're going to take commissions right now. I've since the cancellation of TFCon, I've already had two accepted. So just think about these guys, because they're awesome, and art is awesome, and Transformers art is the most awesome of awesome that you can do on Awesome Mountain. So yeah, I will leave this on the screen so you can write down Mr. Perez's email address, because I'm not going to say it.
Send it to me. Well, I guess I already have it, but we have, we'll be talking about it in convention news, but if you go to transmissionspodcast.com/artists, I'm collecting artist commission information and putting it all there in one place.
That's sweet. And this, you know, this was given to me at a previous TFCon, so it's a Transformers item, and it also spreads the word.
Is that actually metal or just, like, you know, holographic?
It's holographic. It almost seems like it would be a sticker, but it's not.
Are your fingernails painted?
Yeah, I have a 5-year-old. and she needs to practice, apparently.
Cool.
I mean, no, we did this in prison last week. We just didn't have the color black. Next.
That's a nice bug you got there.
It is. I kind of wish it was a left hand, or I wish the pictures, I don't know, I think it's a left-handed mug because Bumblebee's so prominent, but I like the other side out. Anyways, Josh Perez for the win. Go get art.
All right, Jimmers, you're up next.
I will also back what Yoshi just put out. Josh is a top guy. And if any of you want to get any commissions, I highly recommend, because, like, this is a very difficult time for artists, not only losing a convention, but especially if they can't go to their day jobs or whatever. I'm friends with a lot of musicians and people in the entertainment industry, and they're getting hit really hard. So definitely, if you find it in your hearts to support people in that industry that might be having a bit of a tough time right now, please do. But without further ado, I got a TF Source order, And in that order were these guys, Ratbat and Rumble.
That's Batty.
The little Siege 2-pack. And also these two guys. Any of you guys getting the C-cons? I got my next two C-cons of, I guess, their real names, like the names that the G1 names that they were called C-Wing and Nautilator. But they're the second two in the six that have been released by Takara Tomy. I got these two little dudes. I can't remember their names, but they were also part of the Siege line. Two little Decepticons. They were part of the Micromaster Combiner line in G1. But I dig the colors on these guys, too. It's awesome. And last but not least, I completed my DJD Iron Factory set with this giant guy. Giant in terms of Iron Factory. But for Iron Factory, he's a big dude. But this is the DJD member, Tesserus, and he is a heavy-duty guy. Very, very well done. So this completes the DJD for Iron Factory. So I got to...
How sharp is he on the inside?
There? Not very at all. In fact, I was kind of hoping there would be some sort of switch that would have like a retractable circular saw in there, but no such luck. But yeah, he's not very sharp. It's not. Usually Iron Factory dudes do have some sharp edges on them, but not this guy. But I think he looks fantastic, and they did a great job on him. So yeah, I'm just waiting now to get the Mastermind versions of these last two big guys to finish off that set for the big ones. And that's all I got.
Now, Jeremy, we come to you.
I have Transformers number 18. This is cover A. Can't remember who did it. But this will be what we're reviewing in alt mode this week. I just they give me cover A for whatever, but I really like this one. And it has everything to do with the story, which is nice.
I believe it's Umi Meow is the artist.
Ah, yeah, okay. I like her stuff. She's one of the new artists, and I've been impressed with her stuff. And then I also have Galaxies number 5, which I did make it to the comic book shop when it came out, so I picked it up this week. Alex Milne cover, can't go wrong. I love it. Such a good part one of a story. And now, for the goodies that the Donatrians are going to be getting in the mail, this is just a coaster. Nothing really special about it. It's just a kind of cardboard coaster from that we had done. And then these are what I really like. This is the Tape Man design we have. And these are all holographic stickers. So they're just nice and shiny. This is the bad guy logo. And then this is the new kind of podcast logo I did.
So nice.
That's awesome.
They turned out really good. I'm looking forward to getting them in people's hands. So I will be getting those out in the next day or so. And most people should get them pretty quickly. And then we do have a few international people, and I have no idea with everything that's going on. I have no idea how international mail is going to be affected. That's everything I got.
All right. Daryl.
All right. Well, I did get a couple books this week. This is Transformers 18. This is the Umi Meow cover, same as Jeremy. But I did spring for the Keizama cover as well, the RI cover, because it's pretty badass. I do have this comic as well. It's lacking a single signature, but it does have Jimmer's signature on it. So that's Jimmer's comic. This is Electronic Savior's comic. So yeah, got to get Emmer's signature on there. But yeah, got that there. It just happens to still be on my desk here, so I don't remember. I don't forget to bring it with me when I see you next. I stumbled into this, was not planning to get it, came across it, and I was like, oh shit, that's that thing that everyone's talking about right now. I got the manga,
Yeah, I got one of those too. It's a very strange book.
I haven't started reading it yet, but this is the hardcover. So everyone's talking about the paperback or the other cover, but this is the hardcover. Yeah, volume one.
They're both hardcovers. That's just a different cover.
Well, then I got the different cover. Fuck you.
I didn't know there was a second cover.
Ooh. But yeah, so no, that's what I picked up. I haven't started reading it yet. Like I said, I've never actually read a manga before.
You got to read it backwards.
That's going to be fun. I mentioned this on Twitter and in our Discord. Years ago, our friend the Duggernaut gave me some G1 boxes. Just empty boxes he had lying around. And I didn't even have the figures for them at the time. But it's been a project of mine to kind of get the figures and get the repro bubbles for them as well. So this is G1 Ransack, now in a box and a repro bubble in there. So, and this is G1 Barrage. Again, also repro bubble, complete figure. Everything's all complete now on these things. But yeah, this entire project started with the Duggernaut just kind of handing me some loose boxes. And he's like, I can't use these things anymore. You want them? And I'm like, yeah. Yeah. So yeah, I have those.
Careful.
And the last thing I have, I know, I'm whatever. last thing I have is when I was looking for those boxes, I came across this thing. This is Combiner Wars Megatron that I have. It's got that add-on set on it that was like $45 or something. So he's got the big pair of shoes and a bunch of the other stuff for him. But he's a fun little figure that I haven't messed with in a very long time. And I figured since I found him, I'm going to pull him out and kind of mess with him a bit. So yeah, he's kind of fun. And just figured I'd bring him out and show him again. Combiner Wars Megatron really doesn't really hold up anymore as a good, comparison to say a Masterpiece Megatron that I have sitting here. It was good for the time. He's very, chunky. His arms are really not very emotive. He can't really do a whole heck of a lot. And he has no waist swivel or anything. So he's very static. But for the time, a Combiner Wars Megatron, he was pretty damn good. I think that's it. That's all I got for this week.
I think that was the first Megatron to come with an Autobot sticker, like that you could, an optional
yes.
Autobot sticker you could put
that's
on.
That's right. Yeah.
All right. I will wrap things up then. Like Daryl and Jeremy, I got some comics. Transformers Galaxies number 5, the Cliff Jumper issue with Alex Milne art, the Alex Milne cover. Very nice. And then Transformers number 18 with the Umi Meow cover. And we're reviewing that this week in alt mode. So stay tuned for that in a couple of days. And then last week was my birthday. So I got a couple of birthday presents. I did get the Transformers manga. This is the cover that I've seen. I didn't know there was another cover that Daryl had a fancy cover. I just have the regular cover here.
I'm better than you, I guess.
Clearly. But yeah, so my wife picked this up for me. I did ask her for this, so thank you for picking this up. But of course, she always has to go the extra mile. So she picked this up for me because I asked for it, but then she picked up something else that I didn't ask for. She got me the Transformers visual history.
Wow, that's cool.
Nice.
So this is awesome. Heavy. Yeah. So we interviewed Jim Sorensen last year on the show to talk about this. And, I said, wow, you got this for me. We interviewed him on the podcast. And he's like, yeah, I know. I heard that. That's why I picked it up for you. So thank you, honey. You're awesome.
Again, proving that your wife is the only wife out of all of our wives that listens to the show.
Yes.
It's fucking true, man. It's fucking true.
And that's all my stuff. So I think that'll wrap up Trips to the Store.
We now return to the Transmissions Podcast.
All right, we're back from our trips to the store, and we will move on to convention news.
All right. right, this is not going to be the normal happy fun segment that it usually is.
Try saying it while smiling.
I'm trying.
Okay.
So TFCon Orlando 2020 has been canceled. It was inevitable, really, with everything else canceling. I mean, when Disney World cancels, it's pretty much writing on the wall that it's a serious thing, and I believe everyone is going to be getting refunds, just automatically back to whatever you use to pay for your tickets. So I'm sure, be patient. These things will take time, I am sure. With everything being canceled, it's going to take time for the money to get back.
Credit cards are working in reverse now, and that's not what they were designed for.
and they're getting flooded, I'm sure. Be nice to the TFCon organizers. I mean, I think I've actually seen online, you know, so many people kind of posting understanding notes and stuff, and that's really awesome. And hopefully they are able to push this, you know, back to the fall or something like that, like Jim mentioned earlier in the show. I will say Florida in the fall, really good. Florida in the summer, not so good. So get it in the fall where it's not humid and it's probably warmer than wherever else you're from. But prior to the shutdown, they did announce an exclusive figure. This is from Ocular Max, and it is PS04P Azalea Protoform. And this is, I'm not sure what this was based off of. They're saying it's like the Protoform version of Azalea. Charles, what's the G1 reference to this? Or is there one?
I'm not aware of what.
It might just be an original color scheme. It's like pink.
It was the original color scheme of the cartoon. How the fuck do I know this? That was like the sketch colors that they used.
Okay. So anyway, it looks good. Azalea, I think, is a pretty good figure. I'm sure that this will be available at future conventions. One more thing with TFCon, Jimmers and Yoshi both referenced this on Trips to the Store this week, but if you are a fan of commissioning art, this is a really tough time for artists because this is income that they were expecting and counting on and probably, you know, had worked into their budgets and stuff, and losing a significant portion of their income. And some of them, it's not just TFCon. Some of them probably were doing other shows or planning on doing other shows that have also been canceled. Like Emerald City's been canceled, WonderCon's been canceled or postponed. So we have set up a page, transmissionspodcast.com/artists. We're collecting information on artists on how to commission them to do work for you. And we're also asking if you are an artist or you know an artist, get them in touch with us to get that information, and we will add it to the page. We want to, you know, we're all collectors of the art, and we want to just help. It's a tough time, I'm sure. And, you know, we know comic freelancing is not, you know, the best paying gig. Just transmissionspodcast.com/artists. We are collecting. There's information on how to contact us there. And we have a good number right now, but I know there's more. And if you want something, contact these people. And you know, some of these are fans, some of these are professionals, but they all do, from what I've been able to tell, they all do pretty good art. And
they all like money.
And they all like money. You know, that's universal.
Right.
With that, we do have a note here or a post here about WonderCon being postponed. This was going to have a bunch of Transformers related panels, and or last year they had a lot of Transformers panels, including Cyberverse season 2 preview. So it was with the Netflix thing. I think it would probably have had some previews there, but they have been postponed until a later date, and they are going to be processing refunds. San Diego Comic-Con is still tentatively scheduled for late July. We'll have to see, you know, hoping everything is kind of in a much better state by then. But that is it for the sad state of convention news.
For what it's worth, Emerald City, and I'm sure everybody's getting emails about this for whatever convention you were going to that got postponed, but Emerald City had a page set up for just transferring your tickets to their new date. And if you didn't go through that process, then you just get a refund.
Okay. Yeah, I'd forgotten. They did have a new date. And they're doing 3 days instead of four now, right?
Right. So for those people who bought four-day tickets, you'll be reimbursed that one day. And they're still trying to figure out, because I don't know how other conventions do it. On Emerald City, once you buy your tickets, then it puts you through another portal with to buy a hotel with the convention rate. Mm-hmm. And they're trying to figure out how to roll that over, or if you're just going to have to go through the process again.
Yeah. I will say, if you are having issues with like a hotel not wanting to refund, which it's dumb if they're not going to refund at this point, go to your credit card company and just refute those charges.
With Dark Side of the Con, they just rolled over everybody's hotel and ticket to the new dates as well.
That's nice. Well, that is it for convention news.
All right, and we will finish up the show with some feedback.
Thanks, Charles. And if you listening to this show would like to leave us some feedback, head on over to transmissionspodcast.com/feedback. There you will be presented with a myriad of ways to contact us, whatever's most convenient for you, and let us know anything you want about this show we put out twice a week. This week, however, we're going to our voicemail. We have a voicemail from Donatrion John, and John says the following.
Hey guys, John4x11good here again. Since you asked so nicely at the end of your episode for some feedback from me, well, here we go. So anyhow, you guys had asked during the episode if to bring some feedback on the Unicron figure from Zeta Toys or whatever they're calling it. I'm driving. I'm not going to go back and try to read what it says. But anyhow, the question you guys had was, do you like it or do you dislike it? And I am a Hasbro Unicron backer, and I do actually like the idea it's coming out. As far as I know, there's only been now two molds of Unicron, one being the Armada version of it, which was repainted and re-released a couple of times, and now the Hasbro one. So it gives more fans a chance to get Unicron, and Unicron was never a cheap figure to begin with, but I mean it gives it a better an option for one, especially since you can't get the Hasbro one now. If you didn't back it begin with, you're probably not gonna get another one without shelling out a lot of money that you may not have. So anyhow, hope to hear back from you guys later. Bye.
What John illustrates here is that Jeremy has built such a fantastic Transmissions Podcast website that even while driving, you can go to transmissionspodcast.com/feedback, hit voicemail, and leave us a message. So I don't condone that, but good job, Jeremy.
Well, we're using a service that works on mobile. So.
And thanks for the feedback, John. Did you want to add anything to that, Daryl?
Well, I mean, there is one more Unicron, maybe two, maybe three, but that's beside the point, Unicron figures that have been made. I mean, it's, if you've already bought the HasLab Unicron, getting into the third party option, which apparently is around $300, that's a hard sell, right? Not only are you going to have two giant Transformers, they're also super expensive. Like that's a hard sell. But if you missed out on it, the HasLab Unicron one, because A, it's too big, B, it's too expensive, and C, you simply missed out on the 46 weeks of campaigning they did. But I don't know. But yeah, it's another option for you. So yeah, I mean, It's cool. I personally like the design. I'm interested in it. I haven't, decided whether I want to pull the trigger on it or not, but we'll see. I think I'm kind of waiting to see if somebody from, Big H is going to step in and squash it, but you never know. It's pretty interesting to kind of watch the business side of things right now.
All right. Anybody else have anything else to add?
No.
Cool. All right. Thank you again, John. And if anybody listening to this show would like to leave us feedback, head on over to transmissionspodcast.com/feedback. Pick an option. Leave us a message. We'll make sure Daryl reads it before anybody else. Back to you, Charles.
All right. Well, that will do it for this episode of Transmissions. Again, we want to thank Jimmers for joining us this week. You could have met up with Jimmers at TFCon this weekend. Sadly, you won't be able to. But you can pick up Respect the Prime, the vinyl, at distortionprod.com from Distortion Productions. Jimmers, anything else you want to plug or give your social media contacts or anything else on the internet you'd like to mention?
Yes, I would like to also mention that in addition to Respect the Prime, I completed a new album recently under my Red Locust band. And that new album has a street date of June 12th, the same street date that Electronic Saviors Volume 6 will be coming out on, which is the final box set I will be doing for Electronic Saviors. There'll be more releases under that name, just no more gigantic box sets. There'll be a Respect the Prime Forged EP at some point in the future, hopefully for the fall TFCon. But yeah, new Red Locust album, and if you're not familiar on Respect the Prime, I did the Instruments of Destruction cover, and you can check out our new album. It's called Whom the Gods Wish to Ruin, They First Drive Mad, and that'll be available on June 12th, but pre-orders all go out early, so... I always break street date with pre-orders as sort of a thank you. But that is about it. And sorry to not see you guys in Orlando, but most likely I'll see you in Toronto in July.
Nice.
Half of us will be there.
And thank you guys for having me on.
Yeah, and I think we didn't mention it, but we should mention it, that Electronic Saviors and Respect the Prime, those are all the proceeds from those go to cancer research.
Yes, and to this date, we have raised and donated over $75,000.
Wow. That's
great.
That's awesome.
Couldn't get to the 100, huh?
We should hit the 100 with Volume 6, smartass.
Fucking Canadians.
We'll get there.
You do
if you change it to Canadian money.
Yeah, yeah, you're there. Yeah, you're doing a great job, Jim.
Thank you.
One last thing I forgot to mention at the top of the show, but we do have a sale going on at our Tee Public store. That's at transmissionspodcast.com/shop. So from today, March 18th, until March 22nd, everything will be 35% off, and that means t-shirts are $13. And we've got brand new designs, t-shirt designs at the store. We've got our good guy and bad guy logos as new t-shirts, and a new Transmissions logo that Jeremy whipped up that is an homage to the early 2000s Transformers logo. So all that stuff is on the our Tee Public store at transmissionspodcast.com/shop. And everything right now for the next 5 days is 35% off there. So check it out. And with that, we will say goodbye, good night. See you next time for Transmissions. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
See ya.
Later.
Hey, everyone. Thanks for listening to this episode of Transmissions. But just because this episode is over doesn't mean the Transformers fun has to stop. Join us and other Transformers fans on our Discord chat server by visiting transmissionspodcast.com/discord. If you would like to learn more about how you could support the Transmissions Podcast, just visit transmissionspodcast.com/support. Thank you all for listening, and we'll see you again next week.
Recording.
I'm sorry, Mike, that I'm the reason you have 6 tracks this week.
For a time, I considered sparing your wretched podcast of Transmissions. But now, you shall witness its dismemberment.
Does someone have their TV on?
That is actually downstairs in my house.
Oh.
Fuck.
It's must be loud.
Yeah. Do you want me to see if I could turn that down? That's my mother.
Hey, Mom! I mean, I'm shut it, up! Try and talk to my friends!
I'm sure it'll be fine. I'm sure Mike will be able to work with that. But
you hear that, Charles? That's Mike swearing up a storm right now.
Hey, it's not someone playing with their toys. Ratchet joints and stuff. You know, it can't be worse than that.
That would be a good name for a Transformers bar. Ratchet's Joint.
That is at least a $20 idea. Daryl, you need to run with that.
All right, here we go.
All right, well, that's it. Charles, why don't you close us out?
All right, done. Nope.
Charles is on mute.
Charles is not going to talk. That's fine.
Sorry. I'm here. Sorry. I was talking up a storm.
Yeah. Charles, if you click on Daryl, does he get bigger for everyone? Wait, no. Okay, wait. I got it.
Happy birthday, Charles.
Thank you.
Happy 75th birthday.